Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One aspect of film not discussed enough is the use of sound. Sound is just as important as any other aspect of film. It can create a certain mood when need be. Say you want someone to feel comfortable or feel sad. But sound design is at its best when it's making you feel uneasy, especially in horrors and thrillers. Horrors and thrillers have the important job of making sure that the audience is scared by their film and feeling like something is about to jump out at you. Think about the audience reactions in Psycho. People were screaming in the theaters when those scenes were playing, and that's partially thanks to the sound design. But while having sound works, sometimes it's even scarier to have no sound at all. Case in point, this is Wait Until Dark. Wait Until Dark is a 1967 suspense film based on a play by Frederick Knott, written by Robert Carrington and Jane Howard Hammerstein, and directed by Terrence Young. It stars Audrey Hepburn as a recently blinded woman who comes into possession of a doll, not knowing it's housing drugs. But when three criminals try to con her into giving the doll to them, it leads her to getting suspicious and tries to figure out what's going on. The film also stars Alan Arkin in his second film role ever as the villainous Rote, who leads the other criminals into conning Hepburn's Susie. Hepburn's performance shows why she is such a legendary actor. At this point, she had been seen as the sweetheart of Hollywood, so playing the victim in a thriller was very much against her type, which she intended when taking the role. Even her blindness, which is very convincing, even though it may not be accurate, but hey, the character is only recently blinded, so she's still getting used to it. There are also good performances from Richard Crenna, who plays Rote's accomplice and occasional friend to Susie. His friendly yet deceitful performance helps round out the cast, a cast which also includes Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., who plays Susie's supportive husband, and who is the subject of most of the conflict in the film as the cons try to make her think he's involved with crime. He was actually nominated for a Golden Globe for this role, despite only being in it for about 10 minutes. But the breakout role is of course from Alan Arkin. The role of Rote was a hard one to cast because, as I mentioned before, Audrey Hepburn was seen as Hollywood's sweetheart, so the publicity of taking on the role could lead to disaster. So everybody else passing up on this role is what made it easy for Alan Arkin to get it. And as for a disaster in his career, well, as I stated before, this is his second film, so he didn't have much of a career to begin with. And boy, did it pay off, with many lauding his performance and even years down the road, Stephen King saying his role is one of the scariest he had seen. And if that character frightens him, it says a lot. The sound design of the film is probably one of the best, not just in creating suspense for Susie, but also in demonstrating just how quiet a place can be. Much like a play, most of the conflict occurs in one place. In this instance, it's Susie's downstairs apartment, which is very closed off, as well as old and rickety, making it seem like a kind of prison cell for her. And as the criminals close in, her only salvation is the sound, like the humming of the fridge or the tapping on the pipes. And even when there are people in the apartment trying to be quiet, she can still tell someone is in there. The music is also very good at creating this eerie feeling too. The composer of the film, Henry Mancini, was able to achieve this by having two pianos played alongside each other, but one of the pianos was tuned a quarter note apart from the other, meaning one note was played right, followed immediately by one played wrong. And it's stuff like that which builds up in the movie. The film is not an instant suspenseful work, but it's more of a slow burn that turns into a giant fire by the end. And all of what I've mentioned before comes together in the climactic ending, in which the eerie music is cut out entirely, and best of all, the light as well. The boiling point of the film in scaring its audience is so effective, and all they had to do is turn out the lights. It shows to us that sometimes the best thing one can do to enhance a film is nothing at all. In fact, when the movie came out, theaters dimmed the lights to the legal limit to fully immerse the audience, and it worked. Screams were said to have been heard from the theaters when the film came out. Even more, this would be Audrey Hepburn's fifth and last Oscar nomination in her last film before she would go on a 10-year hiatus from acting, returning in 1976. The film's impact has been felt, but has grown into obscurity over the past few decades. So check out Wait Until Dark to see what feeling you can get from it, and do try and watch it in the darkest environment possible. The film is available to stream for free on Tubi, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.